From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The opening of Syrian peace talks is announced. UN Special Syria Envoy Stefan de Mistura Monday said delayed peace talks between Damascus and opposition members will get underway in Geneva Friday. Speaking in Geneva, he said he's sending out invitations Tuesday but didn't disclose to whom. The aim is to achieve a ceasefire, allowing humanitarian aid in, 6 months of proximity talks that would lead to a political settlement. Mr. Rowe says momentum is key and strong disagreements and threats of boycotts are to be expected.
Those political risks and tensions and positioning and prepositioning should be also taken into account that our line is, and the Security Council has been clear, no preconditions. At least to start the talks, and while the talks start. The rest is open. It's going to be uphill. They are not in an agreement yet, but we are all feeling that what has been happening in the past and what also the region and the main stakeholders feel, the time has come to at least try hard to produce an outcome.
The UN diplomat says he wants to avoid the failures of the past, which foundered over the future of President Bashar al-Assad. On the battlefield, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Monday the government recaptured Sheikh Maskin in the southern province of Daraa following recent victories in the north. Libya's internationally recognized parliament Monday rejected the UN-assembled unity government with rival Islamists. 89 of 104 lawmakers who took part in the parliamentary session in Tobruk voted to reject the UN plan, demanding a new proposal within 10 days. UN officials say they'll continue consultations with both sides and let the process play out. This is VOA News.